Bill Simpson on 90.3 KNBA. We heard music from Making Movies in there with Brave Enough. Acadian Driftwood with Sean Colvin. And we started out with a brand new track from the Lone Bellow, Time's Always Leaving. Their new record's called Walk Into a Storm. It's 25 past 8. And thanks for tuning in. Middle of the week, it is about Morning Line. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chithlick. And KNBA loves to keep you in tune with our community, so we whip out our calendars and see what's happening. Got some guests in the studio. Got Alexis as well as Lainey from the Alaska Junior Theater. How's it going?
Really great.
Wonderful.
Good morning.
We got another big season coming up with exciting stuff.
We have an amazing season.
Well, let's hear about it.
Well, we're going to start off with a journey to Oz. It's our season of journeys, we're calling it. We have Experiential Theater Company doing the journey to Oz. And the fun thing about the show is everybody's going to come in costume because it's on Halloween night. And then they'll go trick-or-treating on all four levels of the lobby afterwards. And the special thing about this production is that they bring people in the audience to help do the performance. So the audience helps create the tornado at the beginning. They have a gentleman they pull from the audience to play the mayor of Munchkin Town. So you can imagine him trying to do the falsetto and how much fun that is. They have
anybody at random?
Yeah, anybody at random from the audience. It's really fun. They get eight different little girls that come up and play Dorothy at different times throughout the show, which is adorable. I fell in love with this play when I saw it and was so excited to be able to bring it. And we're building this humongous set of a library in my garage, and most of my front driveway, but it's got like 20 different bookcases, which will be for sale after the production is over, so we have something to do with them because we can't store that many, but really cool stuff.
Okay, and so Oz, let me find my schedule here. Oz is A Journey to Oz, November 1st through November 3rd.
Is the school performances,
and then the public one
is before that on October 31st, Halloween night.
Okay.
So it's a great way to come do warm, safe trick-or-treating.
So this experiential theater, Lainey, do they do this at the public performance? They yank people out of the audience?
Oh, yes, all shows. Yes, they certainly do. Uh-huh.
So anybody's vulnerable.
Anybody's going to have fun.
Okay.
And, you know, it's really great. They were here for Sunjata Kumanlenya about 6 years ago, and it was an African piece, and they brought 50 people up on the stage that were there for the whole show. And that was a little bit more intimidating, I think. This is so much fun. Everybody has such a good time from their seat making the noises and the sounds and those storms and stuff that it isn't intimidating at all. It's just fun, really fun.
So Journey to the Experiential Journey to Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. It's like doing the time warp and participatory.
Exactly like that. Yes. If you're in the room, you're part of the show, they say.
Okay.
Yeah. They're really great.
Okay. Very cool. Then coming up towards the holiday season, what's going on, Alexis?
We have Lightwire Theater returning with their electroluminescent puppetry in A Very Electric Christmas.
What's electroluminescent?
Oh, that is black lights. So they have all these crazy suits on, and the theater's completely dark, and they do this wonderful performance all in their LED suits. So you can come and see a young bird named Max. He is taking on a new meaning to coming home for the holidays. So there's all this holiday music. He runs into Nutcracker soldiers, naughty rats, all sorts of groovy things. And that is kicking off on
Nutcracker soldiers and naughty rats.
Yeah, he has to defend his honor. There's also
I just snorted. You made me snort on a radio.
Very welcome. there's a whole bunch of other creatures, glowworms, dancing flowers. What more do you need to kick off the holiday season?
I'm sold.
Yeah, so that show is on Saturday, December 2nd at 2 p.m. in the Atwood Concert Hall.
Okay, and then?
Oh, and then we move on to Anatomy of the Piano. So we have this wonderful gentleman from Scotland, Will Pickfance, who's coming to introduce the piano to us. He's going to take it from the cave piano to modern piano and showing how it has changed over the years based on several different composers' needs, like Bach and Mozart. And then he goes into Fats Waller. So he's playing all kinds of different music. He opens the piano all the way up and talks about how it works and how it changed based on the need for forte, or I needed more sound, or whatever it is the composers needed. So, and he's very charming and really fun. And the way he's got the piano positioned, you get to see it as he's moving, and his hands are amazing. I don't know if you've ever sat and watched a really amazing pianist play, but it's like magic. And so I'm very excited to have him come up in February.
Okay, and that's going to be happening February 10th.
Yes.
Is the public
performance. Yeah, our school performances are the week before, and we still have seats available for that. And then the public show on February 10th. It's great for the whole family.
Okay. And, Alexis, we talked about Experiential Theater doing an African presentation a couple of minutes ago that they've done in the past, but there's more African stuff happening.
There is. There is a company from Washington, D.C. Called Step Africa coming, and I am super excited for them. The whole performance is high energy. They incorporate storytelling and audience participation again. They have just traditional African dance, which is incredibly interesting, but they also bring up the step dance, which is just, it's so much fun. It makes you want to try to get up there, but you know you shouldn't.
And when I saw it the first time at conference, they the last song, everybody did get up. That they were so excited by the performance that the last, when they were on their last piece, the entire audience got up so we could be there. And we were kind of dancing in the seats to do it, so it was really fun.
So this is all this one's almost sort of multimedia, right? With storytelling and dancing.
Yeah.
And
a lot of really fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stuff. And then we go to Russia.
Yes, then we go to Russia. So that was Step Africa's in March.
Because we can see it from here.
Never mind. All right. With Peter and the Wolf is coming in April. And this is one of my very favorite stories. I have found that, like Alexis, who is of a younger generation, didn't know what Peter and the Wolf was to start with. So they aren't listening to the records that we had when we were kids.
Oh, these are the pushcart players.
Yeah, the pushcart players are coming back, and they're doing it. And so you'll hear the music. You get introduced to all the different instruments that represent the different characters in the story. And, of course, it's about Peter, who goes out into the woods and ends up facing the wolf and his friends that go with him. So, Pushcart Players is back. We love them. They come probably every other year for us. And this is one of my favorites. We brought it about 9 years ago, and it was so charming. It was so charming. And it's selling very well with the schools. It's very popular, and it's going to make a great public performance as well on April 21st, and afterwards we'll have a milk and cookie reception as well. So.
Okay, my favorite. Hey, one thing I guess we should ask, because we talk on the air all the time about Alaska Junior Theater Presents. For folks who are maybe new to the area, we don't always talk about what exactly Alaska Junior Theater does. We mentioned school performances, but talk about that just for a sec, Lainey.
Yeah, so we bring up professional performers from all over the world to do school performances. So they'll be here for a week, and they'll see anywhere from 7,000 to 14,000 kids.
Wow.
And then we bus them to the Performing Arts Center. And then we have one public show for the family to enjoy together. So it's all about bringing the world to Alaska's kids who may not get a chance to go to London or Australia or even Houston and New York to see these professional artists. So we bring them here so they get a chance to enjoy the world as well.
Okay, fantastic. AKJT.org is where we can find out more goodies. And Alexis, folks can call you if they got questions too.
Yeah, they sure can. They can call the office at 272-7546, and I will be able to help them with anything that they need.
Including getting season tickets to all five shows.
Yay. Okay. Super perfect. So, Alexis, anything to add, or just go to the show?
Go to the show.
Okay.
Please, don't want to miss
them. Come to the shows. Yeah.
Okay. Lainey, anything?
Just want to know that it's really inexpensive, the great way to take the family to enjoy once-in-a-lifetime experiences. So please check out our season subscription for all five shows.
Okay. Our guests have been Alexis Sheeter and Lainey Drias from Alaska Junior Theater. Big another school year of great shows coming up. AKJT.org. Find out more information. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you.
8:34 and musically still to come. We got Jason Isbell in the 400 unit on 90.3 KNBA.